place is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builder's tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labor. In the courtrooms, no debate. Work on earth has been suspended.
Hallelujah.
As the king comes through the gate.
I'm excited, Lord.
The king is coming.
Even so come.
The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he is coming for me. Happy faces line the hallways.
Line the hallways.
Whose lives have been redeemed, and broken homes that he has mended. Those from prison he set free.
Listen to that a moment. Would you with me? Little children
and the aged.
All stand alone.
Hand stand all close.
Hallelujah. Hey, how about that? Is that not breathtaking? I'll give you the rest of that here at the close of this telecast. What a joy to come to you every Saturday with great things that are happening in the world that show us how near the coming of the Lord is. Are you aware of how near the coming of the Lord is? Are you aware how very at the door? It cannot be more than just a short period of time. And I got to tell you, over and over and over, 7 years after we leave here in the rapture, we come back and set up the kingdom with Jesus Christ on this earth. So the kingdom of Jesus Christ, a righteous kingdom, may only be 7 years down the road. Well, it may be 7 years and a few weeks. It may be 7 years and a few years if Jesus tarries. But I'm looking for him any minute. But 7 years after he comes to get the saints in the rapture, he will be back with the saints and set up the kingdom on this earth. The second sermon, it'd be the third sermon preached in our coming camp meeting on Tuesday morning at 9:30 will be Joey Yates from Danville, who will be preaching on the beautiful gate in Jerusalem that Jesus will enter, called the beautiful gate, the gate that's so beautiful, been closed for hundreds of years, but Jesus will open it, and that will be the beginning of the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Man, we have got so much exciting ahead of us, but right now it's a dark hour. The transgender children, lies from the devil and the Antichrist. That's our program today. Transgender children, lies from the devil and his Antichrist. I'm telling you, the devil and his Antichrist are getting ready. Now, let me read you a scripture to begin this broadcast today. And it is King David, telling us exactly what's happening. Why is the heathen rage? Or why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. Can you understand that? And the people imagine a vain thing. Transgender children. You talk about imagining a vain thing. That's got to be the vilest thing that I've ever dealt with in my life. Let me start by telling you that Christianity, the Bible, Judaism and Christianity rescued the children of the world. Have you ever studied what went on with children before the Bible was introduced into the thinking of mankind, before Judaism and then Christianity became mighty vital forces in the world? Do you know that children was nobodies in most cases, that they were used as pawns? It was just an ugly thing to look at what happened to children among the heathens, Roman Empire, Greek Empire, among the different religions of the world. They used to feed them to crocodiles. They used to feed them into volcanoes to try to appease the gods that they thought was angry with them. On and on you can talk about it and look into the history of it. But Christianity, the Judaic teaching, and then Christianity rescued the children from the vileness of heathenism. And now, the Sodomite Democrat Party, Sodomite Community, Democrat Party, liberal media, they're trying to take us right back to where children were in ancient paganism, in ancient empires of vile and wicked people. They're trying to take us back there. That's the whole idea of what transgender children represents, is a return to paganism, a return to the wickedness and evil of vile and godless men and women who have no sense of the beauty of childhood and the beauty of children. Did you hear me? I hope you heard that, because I'm going to be doing some material on that. Hadn't got that for yet, but I do have an exciting article for you today. But I want to tell you, we're living in a dark day. Now, let me tell you, transgender children, 4 and 5 years of age, we don't even let people young people buy alcohol, liquor, or beer until they're 21. You can't buy a lottery ticket until you're 18. You can't get driving license until you're 16. But at 4 and 5, they're allowing children to say, I have the wrong body. I got the wrong body. This is not my body that I should have. They're letting children, 4 years old, say they're transgender. How can you be more insane than that? I don't know. To me, it just isn't possible. And it angers me. My wife said to me the last thing she went out, stay sweet, Daddy. Well, I am a sweet man. I am a gentle man. But things like this boggle me. They disturb me. They break my heart. They really do. I preached to our children in chapel yesterday morning for the school that we have here, and it was a joy. I preached to them about how much God loves them, how much the Bible has rescued them, how much the Bible represents to their favor in the hearts and minds of men and women. I can walk into a hospital where a new baby has born, go in that room with that mother and that dad, and most cases they'll hand me the little one, and I usually stand there with tears running off my cheeks, just looking at the miracle that God just gave that mama and that dad in that birth of that little baby. Do you love children like I do? Do you love children with all of your heart? I'm going to tell you, the Bible makes it plain. Your faith is determined by the ability you have to love children. Your faith is determined by the ability you have to love children. Now, I've got so much I want to talk about today. Let me tell you the things I really do want to talk about. I'd like to discuss a little bit the mindless Democrat Party and the liberal media. Do you know there's only 2.2% of the American population that even says that they're homosexual or lesbian or whatever, any part of the sodomite world? Only 2.2%. Only 2.2%. 2 out of every 100. Now listen, how do they have so much weight? And why are they transforming our world as they are transforming it? I can tell you, the Democrat Party, President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the liberal media. I mean, you can name the very parties and people, and we got some in the Republican Party that are just as mindless as the Democrats, and I understand that. I'm not being partisan. I'm just telling it to you like it is, because we are living in a dangerous and dark hour, and I need you to hear me today. I'm going to talk with you about what the Bible says about you standing up. If you do not cry and sigh over this abomination that's coming upon our nation, the Bible says you don't even deserve to live. if you don't cry and sigh over this abomination. Let me tell you something that's breathtaking. And you can tell this to any homosexual you know, any lesbian you know, any transgender person you have the privilege of sharing the gospel with. Be kind, be gentle, weep for their soul, give them an invitation to repent, but tell them if they do not repent that the millennial reign that will start in possibly 7 years, but immediately after 7 years following the rapture, did you know a homosexual lesbian cannot live? They will not be allowed to inhabit this earth during the 1,000-year millennial reign. The Bible tells us what will happen to them. And I will read that to you in Isaiah 66, verse 24, if I have the privilege and when this broadcast, as it progresses. Now, I promise you at 1:45, at the top of the 40th, let me say it right here, at the three-fourths point of this hour. That's always at 1:45, wherever you are at, and I've got to deal with it because your hours are different than mine. Your place on the clock is different from mine. So at 1:45, we will pray for America. We will weep, and I pray you'll be ready to weep with me, that your heart will be broke with these things. You'll be broke with the people who are being hurt and wounded, the moms and dads with sons and daughters who have become sodomites, and they don't know what to do. They're trying to be gentle and kind. They don't want to lose the love of that daughter, that son, and yet they have descended into this quagmire that is so deep and filthy and so vile until it's heart-rending and heartbreaking. And I understand your pain, Mama and Daddy. I promise you I do. But you have to stand up. You cannot accept it. You cannot be gentle to it. You've got to be kind and Christian, but you've got to be plain. And tell them they won't even be able to live on this earth when the millennial reign begins. God will not allow it. It will not exist in the great theocracy of Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. And the Bible tells us the place that is prepared will be prepared to put the wicked people who won't obey the Lord. And I'll read that to you. It's in the Bible. Hey, I'm telling you, everything I say is in the Bible. But you must warn the Sodomite people. They only have 7 years at the least, a little over if Jesus tarries, and then they will not be allowed to exist on the face of this earth. Now, I'm not sure that normal people will be allowed to exist during the 7 years of the tribulation, because that's going to be the devil's reign, and he's going to make sodomy the religion, one of the religions of his world, one of the immoral positions, of his kingdom. Oh, but it won't last but just a few years. Jesus is coming to change it all. So don't miss it. Do not forget it. Bible-believing Christians, I'm going to take you to Ezekiel chapter 9 and show you what you've got to do. You've got to cry and sigh over the abomination that's coming on this earth. You've got to cry and sigh. You cannot play easy with it. You got to be gentle and kind, but plain and firm, and tell it like it is. And do not compromise. The moment you compromise, you as guilty as the man and woman who's living in the sodomy lifestyle. The moment you compromise, you become just as guilty as they, and you will be partakers of their judgment. You will be judged just exactly like they will be judged. And that's awesome. And that's scary. But it's certainly very, very important. Very, very important. Now, I'm going to give you two things today. I'm going to give you a booklet that we have prepared. I've written it, Transgender Children, Satan's Latest Lie. Transgender Children, Satan's Latest Lie. And you will hear some incredible things. Now, everybody who gets our email will get a copy of that, okay? So you do not need to order it. You will get it. And then I want to give you a booklet that's quite amazing, Cross-Dressing and Its Dire Results. Cross-Dressing and Its Dire Results. Did you know the transvestite lifestyle started many years ago when women started dressing like men, and now men are dressing like women? We see a man dressed like a woman, we almost lose it. But we don't think anything about the fact that most women of our day dress in man's attire. You need to consider that. You need to study your Bible. And you need to get your life straightened out, my brothers and sisters, all over this church world. I'm your friend. I care about nothing but this Bible and you. I promise you. I care about nothing but our Father, our Savior, His mighty grace, His wonderful love. I listen to His Holy Spirit with all of my heart every day. And everything I bring you because I believe I'm hearing from Him. I'm not going to tell you I'm perfect. I'm not going to tell you that I haven't missed it. I have missed it. The Bible said we prophesy in part, but when that is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. That's the kingdom, the millennial kingdom of 1,000 years. When that is which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. So I come to you in part, okay? I don't come to you with some grand sense of my self-importance. I don't have it. I'm dependent wholly and utterly upon the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? You understand that? Now, I open the lines to you, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, and hey, I'm your friend. I'm here to bless you. I love the Bible. I am totally submitted to this Bible. Its holy truths are my lifeline. And I bring them to you with all of my heart. I'm just an old-fashioned Bible-believing person. I preach what Billy Graham preached when he first stepped into the podiums and began to preach revival across America. I preach what the Dwight L. Moody's preached and the great men, Charles Finney, Presbyterian, Dwight Moody, Baptist, Martin Luther, Lutheran. You know, I can go all the way back. I've studied all those men, and I know there may be a point or two with Dwight L. Moody. No, not with Dwight Moody. With Martin Luther, there's a point or two I would disagree. He didn't understand Israel. He didn't even understand, as I perceive, the pre-trib rapture. But he had most of the rest in tow and was good. Hey, I want to tell you something. We just believe the Bible. We don't have some crazy doctrine. We just believe the Bible. Now, I'm pre-trib. I believe that rapture comes before the 7-year tribulation period begins. And I promise you, I'd prove that to anybody out there. I've done it in many meetings where I said, if you're in some other idea, you just sit right there like you're through. And you ask me any question you want to. And I believe I will have proved to you the pre-trib rapture. And I've never failed in that. God's helped me. It hadn't been me. But God's a good God. Now, the lines are open. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. You heard me, jrc@paulcreek.org. The toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now get this booklet, Transgender Children, Satan's Latest Lie, and one that's not even finished typing, Cross-Dressing and Its Dire Results. Or you can just get one of them if you don't want both, okay? Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and then jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, let's have your question. There's so much I can say. There really is. You do know the next big wave of things coming across all of America is every school, every public school. They can't make us Christian schools do it. I won't let them, I promise. They'll never do it here. Now, over my dead body, would they make us open our bathrooms during school for transgender children to use whichever school or bathroom they want to? But that's coming to the public school all over America. If you don't want your girls going to the bathroom with boys, then you better find a Christian school or do some homeschooling, okay? Christian school would be my suggestion for you, and ours is one wonderful Christian school. Tomorrow, we have Academy Sunday, and right in that sanctuary, you can hear them singing, and you can see how they're learning in our Christian school, because we really do love children, and we love them deeply. Now, want to hear from you. I want an abundance of calls today. I don't want me to just talk. You've heard the things I'm dealing with, the liberal media, the Democrat Party, the homosexual community, the sodomite community wouldn't even have a chance. 2% of our population, and yet they're almost moving everything right now across America. Well, that's because of the Democrat Party and the liberal media. That's not because they're powerful or they have some supernatural strength. They don't have it. And so you need to stand up and take a stand and not allow it. And if you don't, you wimp. Did you hear me? You are wimpy and you're not worth your salt if you won't be the salt and the light that God called you to be on this earth. Can you take that sweetly from me? If you don't stand up, you're not worth your salt, and you're not worth your light. The Bible said you are salt and you are light on the face of this earth. I said every believer is salt and light, and only can you be salt and light if your salt has its flavor and your light is turned on, okay? And you don't hide it under a bushel either. You take it out there and you tell the world, okay? Let's hear from you. Joseph Chambers here, Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. We care about you. Hey, we want your partnership. We need your help financially. We need you to be right on toe helping us to stand tall. There's some other things I want to do with this ministry, but I can't do it because I don't have the funds. But you could help me have the funds. So grab your phone. Grab your mouse, whichever, and send me your question, and I will do my best to answer it, okay? Very, very important. Now, I want to say again, in case you join me a little late, how can we consider that a little four-year-old can say, I have the wrong body? Or a little pretty four-year-old girl can say, I have the wrong body. I should be a boy. And somehow I wound up a girl. And mom and daddy and the media and the liberals take it all serious and start, you know, surrendering to these feelings. Oh, that is so ludicrous. I don't understand. No wonder David said it so clearly when he said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? I mean, he was talking about this generation. That's very evident. Chapter 2 of the Psalms, he goes on to make sure we see that it's Christ's kingdom he's talking about. And he's talking about ruling, Christ ruling this world until the world becomes his kingdom. And we're right there at that hour when Jesus Christ will become the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All we got to have is a rapture and 7-year tribulation period. Somewhere in there, the war of Gog and Magog. And then the kingdom of Jesus Christ will come to this earth, and we will reign with him. We will reign with him. He's getting you ready right now to reign with him. That's going to be our theme at camp meeting this year, beginning on June the 27th, going through July the 3rd. Our camp meeting theme will be preparing the saints of God to rule the world with Christ for 1,000 years. What a theme. I am excited about it. June the 27th through July the 3rd. And you, some of the greatest preachers there are in America will be right here in this pulpit. And you will love it. I promise you that. Now, let's hear from you. The phones are open. I want to make sure you know the phones are open. 704-391-0588. And then toll free 1-800-338-7884. Let's don't waste a minute now. Let's have your question and your remarks, and let's bring all of this out. I want to let you help me bring out the questions that you are concerned about. Why do I say this, or why do I say that? You need to ask me those questions, and I will do my level best to answer them. I promise you, no question about it. So grab your phone, or grab your mouse. I want to hear from them. I want an abundance of them. So don't just sit there and say, oh, I don't want to get involved in this. It's too controversial. It isn't controversial. It's biblical. What is controversial about a biblical truth? That Satan and the Antichrist are telling lies to the whole world. That's as biblical as anything could be. And you need to be involved in getting this truth out. And if you've got friends who are in the sodomite community, you need to warn them that they can't even live on this earth after Jesus sets up his kingdom. That lifestyle will not be allowed. Of course, they'll be given a chance to repent. Of course, Jesus always gives a chance to repent. But if they don't repent, that'll be the end of it. And you need to hear that. Now grab your phones. I want to give you this material. Transgender children, Satan's biggest lie. You need this material. And then the article, cross-dressing and its dire results. You need that, ladies and gentlemen. You really do. You need it desperately. And we need to reestablish biblical principles across the church world. Reestablish biblical principles across the church world. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
You asked for questions. I got a question.
Okay.
I've been looking through. I was wondering, all the great men of God that I know preached the pre-trib rapture, Oliver B. Green, J. Vernon McGee, Adrian Rogers, all these men do. But then there's some people that are against this, and so I got into all of my Bible commentaries and dictionaries and this and that and other forth. And it seems like a lot of our Christian leaders, good men over the past, have sort of avoided the issue of the rapture. Did you have a man named Thomas Ice? I think it's the late Thomas Ice that had written.
He's not late. Now he's still living.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he's a friend of mine.
Okay. Do you have books at your Christian bookstore about the rapture and the arguments that you can develop for people that don't believe in that?
Of course I do.
Okay, good. One thing I wanted to share with you is that, and I just thought of...
Now, Tommy is a wonderful friend. He's a Calvinist.
Yeah.
And we really debate the Calvinism issue. And he's strong Calvinist, believes in limited atonement. And I tell him how wrong he is. In fact, one day he introduced me as this Arminian. And I said to the person he was introducing me to, you know the difference in Tommy Ice and Joe Chambers? He said, what is it? I said, Tommy serves God because he has to. I serve God because I want to. Wasn't that a good answer?
Yes, sir. Yes,
the Lord gave me that one.
Yeah. I was, this station that you're on in Charlotte, I was riding down the road 2 years ago, and I heard a leader of one of our denominations, local denominations, which I was involved with myself for many years, and many wonderful people in it, but I'm just brokenhearted the way Paul was brokenhearted over the Jewish people. I'm brokenhearted over these people because they are so uninformed.
What did he say?
This man said, he was running a commercial, he did not identify his denominational headquarters that he represents, but he was doing a commercial for something called the Evangelical Immigration Table. And so, and I went to the radio station that you're on here in Charlotte, WHVN, and I inquired about it. They told me a little bit about it, and then I wrote this man a letter, and I told about some of my experiences and some of the people that I was involved with in politics and how wrong he was. I saw him actually face-to-face, and I told him I was coming by to see him. I said, as a Christian brother, I need to go see him personally, so I wrote him another letter. In the meantime, right before I saw him, I found out that the great Eric Metaxas, who wrote the book about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and wrote about the Amazing Grace, about Wilberforce and John Newton and so forth, had found out through the Breitbart News Service that George Soros was behind the funding of those ads. And I don't know whether this man knew it or not. And so when I went to see, and Eric Metaxas had written these people, and he said, you need to take my name off the letterhead because as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to be associated with anything connected with George Soros. By the way, Soros is a big backer of Hillary and Obama.
Yeah, his name is very familiar as a liberal of the liberals.
Yeah, and he supposedly, he funded some of the people that went to Ferguson, Missouri to stir some trouble up. Possibly he's even got something to do with some of the stuff in Baltimore. But in any event, it was unbelievable that this man would be, it was so uninformed, apparently, that he would associate himself with that. And I found out that some of their other pastors are completely oblivious to this stuff, and I'm thinking God is breaking loose all over the place right now, and you've got basically these seminaries are putting out men that are
atrocious, sir.
Unbelievable. You mentioned Martin Luther, Wesley, John Knox, all the great men of the faith were men of character. They'd stand up to this stuff. The man that discipled me, the great Wendell Davis of Midwood Baptist Church, stood up in the 60s. Again, he was politically involved. He stood up.
I hate to have to bring you to a close, but I got one call after the other waiting on me. You are telling me and telling us some wonderful material, and you're showing that preachers are oblivious. They're leaving everything that has to do with old-fashioned truth and moving into the world of everything that is questionable. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. I think the scriptures tell us what's wrong with them.
Because the love of money, and many have waxed cold, and they've really forsaken the faith.
Exactly.
And they won't stand up on an issue like this. Any preacher that doesn't stand up against transgender children ideas is not worth his salt. He needs to be put out of the pulpit.
His wife needs to leave him is what she needs to do.
I got to go. I love you, brother. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. How are you, sir?
I am fine, sir.
Great. I was listening to you regarding tribulation, and priesthood. I'm pre-trib too, because I feel like Christians won't go through the wrath of God. But doesn't the Bible say that Christians are not called to wrath?
Well, we're not going to go through the wrath. The Bible says that very clearly.
Right. Where, do you know where it's at?
You know, I don't have it on my script right here, but you call me after 2 o'clock. Wait till about 2:30, and I'll get it for you.
Okay, sir. I appreciate it. And I appreciate everything you do. I'm glad there's at least somebody out there that's calling the shots the way they really are.
Well, how do we do otherwise? How? Right here on the... See, these people have forgot that Jesus is about to come. They've left it. They've got careless. And see, if you don't live close to Christ, you don't discern truth. The only way to discern truth is to stay close to Christ. It is His nature in me that discerns truth. It's not my nature. It's His nature in me that discerns truth. And the only way I can discern truth is if His nature is in me. That means I've got to live under the blood and in the power of the blood and in the authority of the Scripture and in the holy anointing of the Holy Ghost. And if I don't live in that, I can't keep truth coming from my lips.
Amen. And now I'll tell you something else too. The word the Bible says, you draw nigh unto God and He'll draw nigh unto you. And I understood it, but as soon as I started drawing nigh to Him, the more I draw to Him, the more I sense what He's trying to do, and the more I sense what's going on this day and time.
You just said it beautiful. Thank you, brother. Thank you. You keep saying things like that, and let me say to everybody, I just wrote a book, Praying Until You Pray Through. Praying Until You Pray Through. I'd really written part of it earlier. Praying Until You Pray Through. That's the greatest need of the hour, and when you start doing that, everything about your Christian life will start changing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless your heart. Now, call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391. You know what? Lately, I sneeze one time every broadcast. I'm amazed at that. And I do it so quickly, I don't have any time to do anything about it. Well, I couldn't stop it if I wanted to. Hey, God bless you. 1-800-338-7884. Great day. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Got all kinds of email questions here, but I want you to keep calling. Please keep calling. I love to talk to people on the phone. This is your program. You're my guest. You're my guest. And so when you call, you really are my special guest. Now, here's a question on transgender. How is it that a four-year-old child could be confused about her gender or his gender? Is this because the parents are confused? Could this just be something, some phase that the child is going through, some of all of that? A phase children go through. Parents who don't, you know, show the distinction of male and female. When mama acts like a man and daddy acts like a silly pot or giddy pot, you know, you're seeing that. You're seeing that big time today, and so you can understand. And then the devil. Don't rule the devil out of this. Satan is out there through the Antichrist to change this world into a sodomite world. Satan is out to change this world into a sodomite world, because that will rule during the 7-year tribulation period. And so he's already laying his groundwork. He's already doing his things. And let me tell you something. As I wrote this article, you know, I don't want to make anybody angry with me. I really don't. But as I wrote this article, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And here's something he said, and I'm going to read it so I get it right. The sodomy world. Homosexuals, lesbians, and transgender persons are looking for the right to sodomize children. And this is a transgender children, and this is the door to such foul activities. Now listen to this. The Holy Ghost said this to me. Demons that possess many sodomy victims crave the satisfaction of consuming little bodies of beautiful children. Boy, the Holy Ghost spoke that to me. Demons that possess and victimize many sodomite people, they crave the bodies of beautiful little children so they can consume them. You remember those demons that went down to Sodom and Gomorrah and wanted those angels? angels wanted, you know, the angels had were manifesting themselves in human bodies, so they looked like men and women, or men to those sodomites, and they wanted they were craving their bodies. That's what a homosexual does. They crave the bodies of people of the same sex. And so that also feeds into children. There was a sign being carried in California at a recent parade, and it said, "Sex by 8 or it's too late." Now listen to that. That was being carried by a sodomite. "Sex by 8 or it's too late." Did you hear that? Oh, Brother Chambers, that makes me angry. Well, it makes me angry. So you can see where we're at. Let me go back to these phones. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Want to hear from you, and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Are you on?
Yes, you on.
Yes. Okay, I have a couple of comments.
Okay.
And Mrs. Billy Graham said many years ago, if God does not punish America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
You said it right.
And the gay parade here in San Francisco, there's some comments on it. Sunday's Pride Parade was one of the largest in the country. Another grand marshal was a transgender teen. One of the largest parades of the year was underway Sunday morning as over 100,000 people celebrated the 44th annual parade. Organizers are planning for another spectacular year, and their banner, Color Our World with Pride. And so the way they're shaping up, the United States has got to get sackcloth and ashes and get on our knees.
That's exactly right. And if we don't cry and sigh, the Bible says we'll be judged.
Yeah.
Do you cry when you see this?
Well, it does, because
breaks your heart, don't it?
You explain that about the little children really helped me, because I didn't understand it.
Well, see, homosexuals, as well as a lot of just rapists, desire children. Because they're young, they're tender, they're beautiful, they're sweet, and they just devour them. It's demons that desire that. These are people possessed with spirits. I don't think a man could want to sodomize a kid if he wasn't possessed by a spirit. Now, maybe they would. Maybe they can have that desire without a demon possession. I would probably give the vent that maybe they could, but it would be a rare case. It would be mostly demons.
Yeah.
And to say that sex by 8 or it's too late is so vile that if America don't wake up, America desires to get the judgment we're going to get.
I read about that about 35 years ago, that a club so exclusive that only doctors could join devoted their kids to this club they belonged to, and the name of it was Sex by 8 or It's Too Late.
Yeah, I've been reading about it for years.
35 years ago, I heard about it. And apparently, once the child was close to 8, they would not bring him to these orgies anymore, and then would make sure that they did not talk about it as they grew up from there.
Well, you just keep praying, George. God bless you.
Bye.
God bless you. On the air, may I help you, please? I'm sorry. You on the air, please? May I help you? You on the air. May I help you?
Yes, Brother Joe, this is your Brother Mike Oney.
Hey, Mike. Go ahead quickly, please. We don't have but a minute.
My brother, I was looking at, even the Russians are upset with Apple, and they put out a U2 album with gay propaganda. It's just all around. James Hormel started a museum for gays and lesbians.
I started a museum. Where is it at?
It's in California someplace.
It would have to be in California, wouldn't it? Sorry, George. I don't mean to offend you in your state, but everything wicked seems to start in California.
And that, exactly, you were exactly right about the 6x8 before it's too late, and that was in 2002. It was reported by Craig McMillan in a commentary back then.
You know, when you studied the old Romans and the Greeks, did you know this used to be a big thing in all those pagan empires? And so we're just heading right down to the paganistic mindset all over again right here in Christian America.
Well, even in 2002, Brother Joe, it was said that there were 57,000 young men that older men had sex with these younger children, 57,000 in 2002.
Now, well, that's sad, but I believe you. And look at the Catholic Church. Look at the thousands of young boys who have been sodomized by priests in the Catholic Church. And for some reason, nobody does anything about it.
Yeah, nobody wants to be looked at in the wrong way, certainly, but we've got to take a stand. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Oney. You are one of my best friends, okay? God bless your heart. Now, call us quickly out there, everywhere you may be. I want to talk with you. You are important to me, and I'll do everything in my capacity to be a blessing to you, and I will be no way but kind. Don't you be unkind to people you meet who happen to be in this evil lifestyle. They need Christ. They need to be forgiven. They need somebody to help them go to the cross and repent of their sins and get right with God. And if they don't, then you just have to understand the judgment of God will take care of the rest. And I don't want you to miss telling every person you know involved in the sodomite world that you can't even exist in the thousand-year millennial reign. And that's only somewhere between 7 and how many years before Jesus comes. 7 plus 1 year, 2 years. When the rapture takes place, it will be 7 years set in concrete. And then we'll come back and set up the kingdom on this earth. And no sodomite will be allowed to live in the land. They'll either repent or else they will be eliminated. Now, 20 minutes, the phone lines are open. I want you to get this booklet, please. It's my desire to give it to you. I want you to be educated. I want your pastors to have a copy. Everybody who calls, ask for one for you and one for your pastor. Transgender children, Satan's latest lie. And I hope you'll get the booklet, Cross-Dressing and the Dire Results. Cross-Dressing and the Dire Results. I'm telling you, it's time America woke up. And especially, it's time the church woke up. And get back to the Bible. That's all I'm saying. Get back to the Bible. Let me try to go real quickly through some questions here. We need to get back to the biblical preaching from the pulpit. Teaching and preaching as you bring every Saturday on the radio. Preaching the love of God for souls and wrath towards sin. God bless you for spreading the whole word of God. Thank you there, my dear friend. It's my joy. I know godly women will dress modestly in pantsuits. What's wrong with that? Oh, I know godly women who dress modestly. It you can fairly well dress modestly in pantsuits, but I believe a woman ought to dress like a woman and a man ought to dress like a man. And you know what the Bible says? That a woman or a man is not to wear that which pertaineth unto the other sex. Pertaineth. That's the word God used. The Holy Ghost chose the word pertaineth because that sets it clearly. Clearly. Anything that a woman wears that pertains to a man is out of order. Anything a man wears that pertains to a woman is out of order. Understand? Simply, that's what the Bible says. Now, if you don't like that, please don't quit loving me. That's just one issue that a lot of people disagree with me for, but the Bible says it, not me. Get this booklet and read it. I dare you. I tell you what. I challenge you to take your Bible and get on your knees and ask God to show you who's right. Show you what's right. Ask God to lead you in the right way. And just stay on your face every day long enough to pray through for a few weeks. And let's see what happens to your mind. What happens to your love of all of the truth of the Bible, okay? All right, let's go a little further. Witnessing, is the growth of gay and transgender lifestyle a judgment from God? No question about that. Have you allowed it at all? Have you Has God allowed it as a judgment? That's true too. The whole thing is a degeneration of a society. A culture falls apart from within. Cultures never are destroyed, in most cases from without. They're destroyed from within. And we are seeing America go down the tubes all from within. I don't want to miss anything here. Jonah ran from God first, but then second turn, he went to Nineveh and they repented, and also the cattle fasted. That's right, brother. And did you know recently they found a memorial in the land of Nineveh that was built by the Assyrians to Jonah after they repented? A memorial. And the Arabs won't even allow people to go there to get some idea of it. It needs to be excavated and all of it studied. Now, have I missed any? Let's see who I've got here. I believe I got a call waiting on line one. You are on the air. May I help you?
Hello, I'm Ron from West Virginia.
Yes, Ron.
Yeah, I lived that life on and off for many years that you're talking about.
Yes.
And I got saved.
Oh, boy, and you got saved.
And I have to say, I believe the only hope that they have is to get in a church that's Pentecostally holy and live that life and believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
I think you're right. I think they are so helpless because they are so bound in this. They need more than just to say, I'm saved. They need to get in the scripture and get sanctified, we call it, and get filled with the Holy Ghost, and then you can overcome anything the devil's got.
Well, he comes back with it. You know, he'll float in your face.
Of course he does.
Give you that temptation just like straight people are tempted by the women, say.
Yes.
But you've got to trust God to get you through it and pray that God don't put you in. The Bible says, ask him that you not fall into temptation.
That's your point. You're right on target, brother.
And that's the only way you can live. And you got to realize he loves us.
Yes.
He wants the best for us, and that's not the best for anybody.
Thank you, sir. You were, how many years were you a homosexual?
Well, I've been up for about 27 years on and off.
And then God delivered you, saved you, and now you're a born-again Christian. Full of the Holy Ghost.
I want to say something. Also, that I always felt condemned of it when I was doing it. So
Yes. I just had someone tell me about a friend of theirs who has a daughter who just recently married another woman. And already the second woman is trying to kill herself by cutting her body. And they say we're the problem making them want to commit suicide. That is a lie. The problem is they are condemned within because of the very nature that God gave everybody when they were born.
Right. And if I felt condemned that during it, thank you, that the Lord tell me, hey, this ain't right.
Thank you, sir. Your testimony has been wonderfully accepted. Okay?
Thank you. I
love you. Stay on the line and pray with me, will you? Let's pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I pray that all over the radio audience, people will get on their knees or raise their hands, and let's cry out to you, God. We weep for America. We weep for America. Oh, we weep for America, Father. We pray that you'll bind the dark powers of hell that inhabit our White House and our president. We pray you'll bring somehow Barack Obama to repent. If not repent, then bring to judgment. And do it for men and women all over this nation, Father. And bring us to repentance where it's possible. Because we want nobody to be lost. Even God, as you want nobody to be lost. We claim souls. We claim the grace of God. We claim the miracles of the Holy Spirit. Most of all, we claim the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood that washes every sin. The blood, the blood, the blood that changes every repentant sinner. The blood, the blood, the blood that makes a new creature out of anybody. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering prayer today and for the people joining me in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother, for praying with me. It's a joy to know you're my brother, okay? Hey, isn't that wonderful? A homosexual delivered from sin and homosexuality praying with Brother Chambers on radio and also on webcasting all over the globe. You just heard a converted homosexual praying with Brother Chambers. If that's not a miracle, I cannot think of a miracle, because we're not out to destroy nobody. We're out to help everybody repent. And whatever you are involved in, whatever. You're a lesbian, you're homosexual, you're trying to be a transgender, you don't know what you are, you've been listening to demons, they've been attacking you. I promise you, you repent and turn to Christ. The devil cannot cross the bloodline. The bloodline of Jesus Christ. The devil cannot cross the bloodline of Jesus Christ. You come to him and let him wash you from your sins, and you will be a new creature. Here's more questions here. Are the ones who are so pro-homosexual but not committing the act from self, have they been turned over to a Are the ones who are so pro-homosexual but not committing the act themselves, have they been turned over to a reprobate mind? Good question. What he's asking, let me put it in my words here, if a person is pro-homosexual but not living it themselves, they're pro for everybody else, have they been turned over to a reprobate mind? In many cases, yes, but probably in other cases, no. Every individual will be different. Some are moving in that realm because of sympathy. Some are doing it because of pressure from their boss men. Some are doing it because they got children and they don't know that have gone that route, and they're trying to support their children. Many different reasons, but any time that you become pro-homosexual, you become guilty of the sin of homosexuality, and you will be judged in the same manner as the homosexual themselves. God says when these abominations grip a nation, we must repent. We must repent. Now, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local number 704-391-0588. Now, when we're off the air, I want everybody out there to call to get a copy of these two booklets. I would like for you to have both. I really would. Transgender Children, Satan's Latest Lie, and Cross-Dressing and the Dire Results. Cross-Dressing and the Dire Results. I really would like for you to read this and then lay it on your altar, get on your knees, and ask God to show you. If he shows you that Brother Chambers is crazy and he's missed the mark, you call me and tell me. You won't hurt my feelings. I'm learning. I'm seeking. But I know this Bible is right from center to circumference, from the beginning to the end. So I don't doubt the book. Now, the lines are open. The lines are open. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, let me tell you what we've talked about in case you've joined us. We've talked about transgender children. We've talked about the fact that a young person cannot buy a beer, a bottle of wine, or a bottle of whiskey till they're 21. We've talked about a person cannot buy a lottery ticket until they're 18. Cannot get a driving license till you're 16. But the media and the liberals are allowing 4- and 5-year-olds to declare themselves as transgender. They're letting these little girls and little boys say, "I have the wrong body. I have the wrong body. This is not what I want to be." Now, if you can't buy a beer until you're 21, but you can be a transgender at 4, something has gone haywire. Something is out. Well, you understand. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. So it's very important. And I want to read to you again what the Holy Ghost spoke to me. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. The sodomy world, this is all the different aspects of it, are looking for the right to sodomize children. And the transgender idea is right down their alley to do their foul activities. But here's a sentence also the Spirit gave me. Demons that possess people victimize sodomy actions in people. These demons crave the satisfaction of consuming little bodies of beautiful children. Oh man, have you heard through the years the multiplicity of pretty little girls and handsome little boys that was abducted and then sodomized by evil and wicked people? Those are demon powers, folks. And I'm here to tell you, those demons are out to do just that. And now they're invading the sodomy world. Well, they've always invaded the sodomy world and causing that to happen. Now, the mindless liberals who are willing to buy into this, buy into this because they're pro that way anyway, and more, a higher percentage of them are in the sodomy world than is normal in the population of America. And so they're going that direction and they're buying into that agenda. And then the Democrat Party has put their heart and soul into the sodomite agenda. The Democrat Party has put their heart and soul into the sodomite agenda. Your President Barack Obama is sold out on this, as well as Hillary Clinton. They were using our tax dollars to promote it all over the nations of the world. Did you hear that? That was reported in the New York Times. No doubt about it. Now, sodomy will not exist in the New World Order that Jesus will establish 7 years after the rapture. The rapture happens today. 7 years from now, I'll be back. And when I come back, I'll come back with a glorified body, riding a white horse, and I'll reign with Christ and be part of the new world order. I'm excited about that. I really am. Now, Bible-believing Christians, hey, I hadn't took you yet to the book of Ezekiel. You got to go to the book of Ezekiel. You've got to go to the book of Ezekiel. And you got to, listen to this, Ezekiel 9, and the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, this is Jerusalem, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. So they was marking everybody that was crying and sighing. And then they sent that same angel and said, go eliminate. Don't let people live who will not cry and sigh over this filth that is gripping Jerusalem. Now, I'm here to say, God, send your love and anointing upon multitudes of Americans to cry and sigh over this abomination, to give themselves unreservedly to stand for what is right. To stand for what is right. A bit early in today's broadcast, you spoke against the types of ministers who are graduating from today's seminary. Can you recommend any accredited seminary that still teach ministers to declare the whole counsel of God using the King James Bible? No, I cannot. I hope there's one, but I haven't had time to look for them. If you know of one out there, you call and tell me, and I'll start searching that out, okay? I'll do my best to find out if they truly are in that right vein. Here's a young man from New York that wants to know, and then I can let him know, and I'll announce it on this broadcast, and I guarantee you, you'll get a couple hundred people from this broadcast who will want to come to your school if you are in that vein, probably more than 200. I promise you, we got a lot of them calling me all the time wanting us to start a school, and do I want to start one, but I need $1 million. Anybody out there with $1 million, you give me $1 million, I'll start, and I've already got the name. We'll call it the Classical Pentecostal Seminary, the Classical Pentecostal University, or the Classical Pentecostal College. But I need $1 million to start, and then I'll need more millions to keep it really moving. Okay? So there's people out there with that kind of money. So why don't you invest it and let's do it? And you can be a part of doing it. I promise you. Hey, I would love to do that. Start a Classical Pentecostal Seminary. Teaching nothing but the King James Bible, the pre-trib rapture, the power of the blood, all the great truths, studying all the great religious leaders from Charles Finney to John Wesley to Dwight L. Moody to all the greats, and we will learn in such a manner that you'll leave here on fire. I'll guarantee that. I didn't get it all here because I got excited about starting a college. Woo, do I want to do that. You say you're too old. No, I'm not. I'll hire men who are young to do the real work, and I'll just be behind the scenes somewhere. Okay? I'm ready for that. I'm really ready for that. And we've got the vehicle here to share it with the world. I'm hearing from people all the time looking for a real college that's Bible centered, that's still King James Bible. Hey, let's do it. Hey, let's do it. Oh, how many people did I get on my team? Call after this program is over and make your commitment for the first million, will you? And we'll have a wonderful time together. Let's see here if I got any questions. Are the ones who are pro-homosexual, I've already answered that. Hey, it's been a delight. I don't know where we're going next week. I really don't, but it'll be on fire, and we'll be praying, and we'll be believing God, and the Holy Ghost is going to be pouring out His Spirit tomorrow in that sanctuary, right in there. Right in there. We're going to have a wonderful day of church, and the morning service is a celebration of our academy, our Christian school, our Christian academy, and we just love to have you. I promise you, I will preach the Word of God and make an intent effort to just bring some great truth of this book to bear. And you can go hear our sermons now. All you got to do is go to the front page, paulcreek.org, and over on the right, you'll see me standing in a pulpit. That's an icon. It's a live. Touch it. Hit on it, and you'll go to a list of sermons, and you can watch me or listen to me. If you can't stand my face, you can always just listen to one of the audios, okay? I understand. I love you. Hey, out there, I really do love you. I mean, I'm here because I care about you, and you are really special to me. I mean, when I say you're special, I mean you're special. And I want you to know what I'm offering you. And please, now, the lines will be open, and already they're open, 704-391-0588. Notice 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, or send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Order these booklets. Now, you will get this main one, the one on transgender children, if you are in our email list. And if you're not in our email list, you can go in and join. We got over 30,000 now. The last email I sent went to 31,000 people. 31,000. The report shows me it landed in there on their computer and was there and opened. Opened on their computer. Now, I want you to get that, so send me your email. If you can't register, if you don't know how, send it to me, and we'll put you up, okay? And you'll start getting these wonderful emails. And this transgender, Satan's lie, will be sent out within the next hour, okay? The next hour. So go in and join, and you'll get it. You got to join in 30 minutes, though, because it'll be going out in about 30, 35 minutes. I love you. You are special to me, and I care about you. I care about your soul. I care about your life. Love to have you in church. I need you to help me financially. I need you to help me financially. We're here because we love you. We have no desire but to do the right things. I want to play for you this music because it was breathtaking. Hey, I love you. Hey, I love you. I love you.
The marching throng and the flood.